This is Tim Willett.
Community radio in your city. Cambridge 105.
Based on the fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm, this year's Cambridge Junction Christmas show is Snow White and Rose Red. It's produced by the Rash Dash Theatre Company, run by Helen Golan and Abby Greenland. The show opens tonight, and Julian went to see them in rehearsals last week.
Hello, I'm Abby.
And I'm Helen.
I wonder if you could start off by telling me a little bit about the company, because seeing the rehearsals down there, it's very difficult to work out who might be producer and who might be director. Is it more of a collaborative effort?
Yeah, it is a very collaborative effort. I think particularly on this show, we're working with people that we've worked with before and that, yeah, we've got a good relationship with, but me and Abby are the directors of the company.
And we've directed and written the show, but the three musicians who are in the show are all composers, and so the composition of music has been very collaborative, as well as finding out what the scenes are. So because lots of us are in the scene, sometimes we step out and we'll run the scene that we're not in and we'll have a look at it from the front.
And that must be tricky, sort of almost like directing yourself, because you can't, there's no way that you can see what everybody else can see, particularly in the audience. So I suppose you are reliant on your fellow members of the cast and the band in order to make sure everything goes actually as you want it, ultimately.
Absolutely. Well, Helen and I are not in lots of the scenes together, so usually we direct the scenes that we're not in. So it works out all right, but yeah, it is tricky. It's a tricky one.
And that's why it's important that we're working with people that we really trust and have a lot of their own stuff to give, and they're not sort of expecting to be told everything. They can bring a lot as well.
Okay, so tell me about yourselves and also what else you've worked on the production.
So I went to the University of Hull, as did Abby, and that's where we met doing the drama course. So we started working together from there, took our first show to the Edinburgh Festival, and then continued to take shows there for 4 years and built a reputation from Edinburgh and really kept going off the back of that.
But it's also worth saying Helen's from Cambridge and she went to Swavesey Village College and then Hills Road. So she's from this neck of the woods.
Very much, you pop back to the Hills Road whilst you're here, can't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
I know all the Cambridge places. Swavesey Village College, I didn't think I was going to be able to remember that.
Impressive.
That's very good. This particular production, is it the first time it's been shown or have you played it elsewhere?
It's an absolute world premiere of Snow White and Rose Red.
In Cambridge?
In Cambridge, yeah.
And how long have you been in rehearsals here?
This is our fourth week, so we actually normally take longer to make a show than 4 weeks, so it's been a sped-up process, but we're getting there.
We recorded our Cambridge 105 pantomime on Monday of this week, which basically consisted of one read-through and one performance before it was recorded, as no doubt everybody will be able to tell when they hear it. What's the optimum length, though? How long do you really need to get something just right, or is it never right anyway?
Oh, it's never right. You've got to keep working on a show forever. But ideally, it's great to have about 3 weeks just developing it and then 6 weeks rehearsing it. That's a complete luxury, and there's very rarely the funding around to make that possible. But that's how you get, I think, really complex, really good quality work.
Some projects take a lot longer to grow and some are much more instant. And this Christmas show is a form that is more recognisable, so it's meant that it's been not easier, but
it's more familiar.
Yeah.
That what we know what we're aiming at. So we're making a kind of fun family Christmas show that's got a lot of excitement and a really good plot. Whereas sometimes when we make shows that aren't Christmassy, we're kind of trying to be more innovative with form and with style. So it takes a lot longer to push out stuff that we feel or we hope will be more original, I guess.
I look at the rehearsals downstairs. It's quite physical, really. There's got to be climbing about going on, and also different people, band members coming forward, going back again. And presumably when you're on the main stage, there's going to be even more of that.
Yes, it's a very physical show, but that's what we do. Our shows are always really physical. So that's, yeah, always part of it.
And what's the basic plot line? Now, Snow White I'm familiar with. Rose Red, think something in the back of my mind somewhere.
So it's based on the story by the Brothers Grimm. And it's about the original story it doesn't have much agency for the girls. So the girls keep wandering across a very small man with a very long beard, or an ungrateful dwarf, as he's known in that story.
Dwarfs are always ungrateful.
He has his beard stuck in things, and they keep finding him with his beard stuck in things and kind of accidentally helping him out. But this one is a lot more of an adventure story. So they get visited by a bear who they're initially very frightened of, but it turns out he's a friendly bear. And when he goes off on a mysterious quest, they decide to go after him and help. So Rose Red leaves trying to find the bear and trying to save him. And when Snow White sees that Rose Red's left, she goes after Rose Red to try and save her. So it's a kind of trail, an adventure trail, with them all looking for each other. And they keep bumping into the evil, very small man with a very long beard who tries to thwart them.
I kind of like that as a plot line. It's kind of good. What's the running time for this? I'm always thinking about particularly small children, but children of all ages, actually, mums and dads for that matter. How does the running time work?
It is yet to be fully decided on, but it's going to be about an hour 45, so 2 hours with an interval, which is long, but we hope that there's enough in there that's going to keep people entertained. Lots of songs, lots of dancing.
And it was very fast-paced as well. All the songs, have you done the songs yourselves as well?
Yes, they're all written collaboratively with the band, yeah.
And hopefully, I mean, well, there is an opportunity at the end of the show for everyone to come up and have a dance on the stage with us. So there's lots to look forward to.
I was thinking as I was sitting watching the rehearsals, Cambridge is blessed. We've got absolutely everything this Christmas. We have Horrible Histories at the Corn Exchange. We've got Cinderella at the Arts. And you two here. It's pretty good and quite diverse as well.
Yeah, I hope so. It's really good to come in with a different Christmas offer, because I really like Panto and I really like Horrible Histories, but this is a different offer altogether.
I take great pride in my ability to be quite bad, making people very frightened, making people very sad. Your loathing for me feels so good, it's more than just a fad. Oh, I'm the baddest, meanest monster you have ever had. I'm not averse to being friendly, but gets me what I need, my kindness.